Check out Dobbs April deals before you make your next tire or service purchase, including super BOGO deals on oil changes, plus great deals on new sets of tires. Bumper to bumper, your dollars go further at Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for April deals now.
Meet Sumner One, your go-to source for all things office technology. We're proud to be one of the largest independently owned providers in the region with 11 strategic locations across 5 states. At Sumner One, we specialize in workplace solutions, enterprise print, production print, large format solutions, cutting-edge document technology, and more. Quality, service, and innovation. That's the Sumner One advantage. Visit us online at sumneronecom. That's SUMNER1.com. Sumner One, welcome to the one place where everything works.
The Cardinals hope to get in their game against the Phillies this afternoon. Rain in the forecast, and hopefully we'll be able to play this one. Cardinal right-hander Kyle Gibson gave the Cardinals 6 innings on Sunday. He joins us now on the opening drive. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Everything's good. Okay, we're going to talk about Big League Impact as we go along here. And your title now, Kyle, is president of Big League Impact. Is this correct?
So I think this is one thing that's kind of in transition here. So Adam is trying to get me to accept that title, and I think it's something that I'm excited to do. But Adam, you know, as you guys have known, you know, Adam has built this thing from the ground up, and his name and his personality really carries a lot of weight with the charity and with people that are involved. And you know, I think we're trying to figure out a way to make sure that he has a large title, because he's just, you know, he's needed to be around for the charity. But I think it's going to trend in that direction more than likely.
The way that the Cardinals work it is that Mr. DeWitt is the chairman, and then Mo is the president of baseball operations. We can come up with titles. We can make this work. Hey, I got to ask, Kyle, I got to find out what your favorite rain delay activity is when you're not pitching.
Oh, man, that's a good one. It's changed over the years. One thing we did last year in the locker room was we played a lot of the game Monopoly Deal. I don't know if you guys have done that, but it's Monopoly in card form, and really quick, fast-paced game, pretty fun. But normally it's cards. If there's any type of sporting event on TV that's good, then normally it's that. You know, something around those lines.
So would you be inclined to watch the Masters today if you guys are in a delay?
Oh, boy, that would be on every TV that could probably be turned on.
Okay, cool, good.
Well, you're talking about Monopoly. You said Deal is what it's called?
Monopoly Deal,
yeah,
right?
Monopoly Deal.
I'm sure it doesn't get too competitive in there.
It gets very competitive. So, I mean, I don't know how much time you guys have to talk about Monopoly Deal, but we turned it into a team game. We made our own rules. We thought about taking the version of our game to Monopoly Deal, branding it, but we didn't make it that far.
I like that a lot. Well, Kyle, of course, I have to ask you about last night. What a Cardinals debut it was for Sonny Gray. He looked as advertised. What did you see from his start?
Yeah, Sonny is a stud. You know, it was fun being on the same side of the field as him, you know, getting to watch him over the years that we've played against each other, and just how competitive and how intense he is and how good his stuff is. I really enjoy talking pitching with him. You know, he just is very knowledgeable and knows exactly how his stuff works and knows real time how it's working and how it's moving and how it plays off each other. And it's just, you know, it's a masterclass. I'm excited to watch it, you know, hopefully all year this year and next year. And, you know, he's somebody that can really elevate the people around him because of his knowledge of the game. So, that's a tough lineup that he did that to last night, and scattering the hits that he scattered, and you know, none of them were hit too hard either. So the outs were fairly quiet, and so were the hits.
Kyle, what's it been like just your initial time here with the Cardinals? First homestand, opening day, couple of starts under your belt. How's it been going?
It's been going great. You know, from the time in spring training, you know, getting to know people, it's been as advertised. You know, it's been a lot of fun. Having the Redbirds on the bat on my chest. I'd like to have one inning back. If I could have the one inning back, that'd be awesome. But that's not how this game works. But, you know, even including that inning, you know, that didn't go the way I wanted it, obviously. But, man, what a what a fun time pitching at Busch Stadium, being a home player and not being a visiting player. But, you know, it's something that I envision it being a lot of fun and being something that I get to cherish, you know, a lot. So, so far it's been great.
Being a home guy with the birds on the bat, what was your impressions of opening day?
Yeah, opening day, man, those ceremonies were something. You know, it's something that you hear about, right, and you see kind of the highlights on TV, especially, you know, living in the area. But, you know, getting to see the Clydesdales, getting to see a packed house early. You know, that's one thing that I feel like gets a little overlooked, is that most stadiums, you know, L.A., even though they had a lot of fans there by the second, third inning, you know, when everybody's getting introduced, that place wasn't packed. Most stadiums get packed sometime around first pitch, maybe when the teams are being announced. Busch Stadium was packed at 2 o'clock. That's something that's pretty special and is very different from other places.
Cardinal right-hander Kyle Gibson with us on the opening drive on 101 ESPN. Kyle, you mentioned the one inning on Sunday, but you did give your team and your teammates 6 innings, and that's manifested itself with the bullpen being available on Monday night and last night. So you've been around, you know. How much pride do you take in, after that first inning, giving the team 6?
You know, I've had to put a couple different ways, and it becomes pretty real. You know, normally, one of my coordinators when I was in the minor leagues and getting called up said, as a starter, if you go 1, 2, or 3 innings, there's a pretty good chance that the guy that has to clean up your mess, there's a chance he's getting sent down and he lost his job. So if you look at it that way and you realize, hey, if I can get 5, maybe somebody doesn't have to wear 3 and they can stay around. That kind of puts it in real terms for me and has for a long time. And then this game is just not – I know we play it one game at a time, but it really – it's a series of 3 and 4 games, even if you're not playing the same team. You know, your bullpen has to be planned out over 3 or 4 days, and it's just something that I take pretty seriously. And then lastly, like, I just try to not give up zeros. I try to not give away innings because you're going to have days where you don't have your best stuff or you have – one big inning, and if you have that 3 or 4 times and you give up, you know, 4 zeros that you could have gotten, you know, it's just a lot of innings that you give away by the end of the year, and that's just something I've decided I'm just not going to do.
We talked about how sound defensively this team looks so far this season. Of course, you weren't here last year, but this is definitely a big progression from what we saw last year defensively from the Cardinals. As a pitcher up there on the mound, what does it just feel like? Does it just put you at ease knowing that those guys are doing what they're doing so far behind you?
Yeah, the number that I saw yesterday that I love to see is that we lead in double plays. That's one that I love. I mean, nothing better than getting 2 outs at a time. And it's been all over the field. You know, even I obviously haven't seen any of these guys play a lot, but, you know, Walker's been everywhere out there. Victor has played as sound of a center field as maybe anybody in the game. And I don't think, you know, the infield can be talked about enough. You know, we were talking in the dugout the other day about, you know, first base and who moves to first base like Harper has and stuff like that. And I don't think a first baseman gets enough credit until you see them make plays like Paul Goldschmidt has made. I mean, the ball that he picked from Libertor, you know, makes a huge difference in the game. You know, those plays, you know, maybe get seen on the highlights, but wow, they get felt more when you see them not get made, because you kind of see, you know, what happens afterwards. But man, everywhere around the field, this team has played so good, and they work so hard at their defense, and it's something that can show up every day with effort and hard work.
He's so young, but yet has made such an impression, and I did not hear you mention the name of Mason Wynn, but I'm sure that's somebody that comes to mind as you guys are watching in the dugout and saying, man, this kid can pick it, he can play.
Mason can pick it and play, and I think, you know, his arm gets talked about a lot. You know, and I think most plays you're going to see his arm and you're going to be like, man, he threw that over there and got him by 3 steps. And then when you see, you know, some of the double plays and some of the plays that are made that are bang, bang, that his arm is, you know, there might be 1 or 2 arms similar to it in the big leagues that get those outs. You know, those bang, bang plays that he has such a quick release and such a strong arm on is really stealing outs for us, even just this early into the season. He works so hard and he's so intense. It's, you know, it's something I like watching him play because you just see an intensity every time he makes an out. He takes making plays seriously. You know, he came up and talked to me after the game about the one, you know, really tough play in the hole in the first inning that he couldn't get to. And, you know, he felt bad that he couldn't make that play. It's like, man, that's a kid that just expects himself to be so good on defense, and I love it.
Hey, Kyle, you went to the World Series a couple of years ago with this Phillies team, so you have a better gauge than pretty much anybody of how impressive these last two pitching nights have been. How good is that lineup, and how, from a pitching perspective, how tough is that lineup?
Yeah, they put together a lineup that when it's clicking, you know, it's a really deep lineup, and I really don't think it's too unsimilar from ours. You know, talking to a couple guys about, you know, when we're healthy and when, you know, who are not even our best nine, is we got, you know, 12 or 13 that are really good. But you know, yeah, they've done a pretty awesome job trying to put together a lineup that can compete there in the NL East. And then, you know, as they have added pitching and you know, they've got the three guys that have been there a while now, Wheeler, Nola, and Ranger, that are just really nails about every time out. And Sanchez has been developing. You know, he was I think it was the second year when I was over there, so he's been developing year after year. And then, you know, Turnbull stepped in and just has been really good for him too while Walker's been out. But you know, they've done a good job of figuring out the guys that they want to have around there, and they work really well with Caleb. You know, that pitching department's pretty good as well. But you know, Nola today is another tough test for any offense, and those two guys, and when Rangers roll, those three guys are a tough trio to fix.
Kyle, we're excited to partner with you as you host Swing for Impact for Big League Impact coming up on May 19th at Top Golf in Chesterfield. That's always a lot of fun. Anytime you can go to Top Golf, it's a good time. But I know you have a lot of things going on at Big League Impact. What are the big things right now?
Yeah, you know, I know St. Louis fans are very familiar with Big League Impact, you know, very familiar with all the things we do, the all-win campaign and everything. So that's kind of the cool thing for me to be able to see how St. Louis does Big League Impact, because this is where it started. So like you said, you know, Swing for Impact coming up here in May. I think one of the early bird registrations, if you get signed up either today or tomorrow, you're entered in for a couple really cool items that are going to be given away and drawn from those people who sign up early. So they can go to BigLeagueImpact.com/TopGolfSt.Louis, I believe, and find the information about that. And then our all-win campaign has already started, and people can check out you know, all the five or six charities. I think there's six of us now who are doing it with the Cardinals, and you know, they can check out all of those six charities here. I think maybe four or five of those are local, and really kind of see where those dollars are going and partner with us on that. And there's going to be a lot of autographs and tickets and different things that we're going to give away to people who have, you know, decided to partner with us on that throughout the year, and trying to make that an experience for fans to, you know, get to kind of be on the edge of their seat every now and then, not knowing when something's going to be given away. And as long as they've donated and partnered with us throughout the year at any point, they're going to be entered into that.
And we're looking forward to May 19th. And as you said, register by tomorrow at BigLeagueImpact.org, and you can be entered to win a pair of signed Adam Wainwright cleats and a Stephen Walton Twilight print. Those are the things at BigLeagueImpact.org. I hope you guys play today, but if not, good luck in Monopoly Deal today, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. We'll see. I'm going to have to maybe introduce it to the locker room here. We'll see.
Love it. Have a great one, and we'll see you when you guys get back home from Arizona.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Kyle. Take care. Kyle Gibson, Cardinal right-hander, with us on 101 ESPN.